بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today this is going to be our first session of level 3 review. And we're going to be doing hopefully the Arabic text for lesson number 1. There's quite a bit of information and material that's covered in this first lesson. It's quite detailed. And under normal circumstances, it would probably take at least 2 sessions, if not more. But because this is only a review, and most of it we already know, if not all of it, then we're not going to race through it, but at the same time, we're not going to stop on every single point and explain everything in detail. Rather, we're going to refresh our memories about things that we already know. And if we missed something during the period of time that we covered this level 3 course, or didn't understand something, hopefully, and this is a chance for us to catch it now. Okay, so this is going to be our first session. Inshallah, we'll be starting this class at 3 o'clock and hopefully end at 4:30. And we might have a few minutes extra because the adhan is not exactly at 4:30. So we'll see if we can complete this without racing through it. But at the same time, we're not going to stop on every single point. Everybody had a chance to read it for homework. And we've already studied it before in detail. So the idea now is just to go through it and refresh our memory and to catch any points that we may have missed previously. Okay, we're going to start on page 5, 6, 7, and 8. The first thing we're going to do is the introduction to Al-Irab and Bina. And then we're going to look at the 7 groups of nouns that are mabniyun, and we're going to look at the 5 groups of nouns that have secondary signs. We're going to look at the 3 groups of nouns that have taqdiri, i'rab, and we're going to look at the 4 types of nouns that have dependent declension, as well as the categories of nouns when they are marfu'un, what are the causes of them being marfu'un, mansub, and majroor, and we're going to look at the moods of the verbs, yani the past tense verb, present tense verb, and where there's irregularities, where there's secondary signs, or where there are taqdiri, i'rab. Okay, so we're going to try to cover all of that today. The things related to the verbs are brief. Most of it is related to nouns. So the first part of this lesson, or the majority of it, is dealing with nouns. At the top of page 5, it says, الدرس الأول, الإعراب والبناء. الإعراب والبناء. So we're going to be looking at إعراب, yani words when they are declinable, yani the endings change because of something acting upon them, and when they are fixed, when they are mabniyun, al-i'rab wal-bina, when they are fixed, when they are non-declinable, the endings don't change because of something acting upon them. And we're going to look at this i'rab and bina, words that are mu'rab and words that are mabniyun, in reference to nouns first, and that's most of the lesson. And then we're going to look at it near the end in reference to verbs, and that's just a couple of pages of this lesson. Okay, so the first part of i'rab and bina is fil asma'i, in reference to nouns. I'm reading from the text, page 5. And we're going to be doing this review mostly from the Arabic text. Sometimes it will be good to read the English key because there might be some points or some examples that might be different than the Arabic text, and that could be helpful if you need it. But we're going to be reading from the Arabic text for the most part. Okay. Al-Irab wal-Bina fil asma'i. Declinable and non-declinable words in reference to nouns. Al-ismu imma mu'rabun wa imma mabniyun. Nouns are either mu'rab, declinable, or they are mabniyun, non-declinable. Declinable means the endings change. Mabniyun means the endings don't change. فَالْمُعْرَبُ مَا تَغَيْرَ آخِرُهُ بِسَبَبْ الْعَامِلِ. The mu'rab noun is the one, آخِرُهُ, its ending changes. بسبب العمل, due to the word that acts upon it. For example, جاء المدرس. Here, المدرس is مرفوع. That's because it's the فاعل of the verb جاء. سألت المدرسة. Here, المدرسة is منصوب with فتح because of the عامل, the thing that's acting upon it, because it is the object of the verb سألت. سلمت على المدرسي. Here al-mudarrisi is majroor, and that's because of the preposition. It's the object of the preposition ala. So the mu'rab is the word that changes its ending because of the amil, the thing that acts upon it, making it the fa'il or the maf'ulun bi or the yani ism majroor, object of a preposition. That's the mu'rab. وَالْمَبْنِي مَا لَا يَتَغَيَّرُ آخِرُهُ بِسَبَبِ الْعَامِلِ. Yani the mabni noun is the noun whose akhir, its ending does not change. لَا يَتَغَيَّرُ due to the amil, because of the amil. The amil doesn't change its ending no matter what it is. So for example, you have جَاءَ هَؤُلَاءِ. The amil yani is جَاءَ here. هَؤُلَاءِ is the fa'il, but it doesn't change its ending. Because why? Because it's mabniyun, it's fixed. So we don't say it's marfu'un, fa'il marfu'un. There's no dhamma there. It doesn't change. Ha'ulai remains kasra. And that's because what? It's not. We don't say that it is marfu'un. We say fi mahalli raf'in. It's in the place where it should be marfu'un, as the fa'il. It's in the place where it should be marfu'un. But because it's mabniyun, la yataghayyaru akhiruhu. Its ending doesn't change because of the amil. سألت هؤلاء. Here هؤلاء is the مفعول به, but its ending doesn't change because it's مبنيون. So we say it's what? مبنيون في محل نصب, in the place where it should be منصوب. سألت على هؤلاء. Here هؤلاء is the object of the preposition, but we don't say it's مجرور because it's مبنيون في محل جر, in the place where it should be مجرور. So this is the mu'rab, its ending changes because of its function in the sentence, being the fa'il, the object of the verb, the object of a preposition, the mabniyun, its ending doesn't change. And in terms of i'rab, we don't say it's marfu'un mansub or majroor, we say it's fi mahalli raf, fi mahalli nasb, fi mahalli jar. Now the next, that's the introduction. The first point that we want to actually deal with in this lesson is the seven types of nouns that are mabniyun. Al-mu'rabu wal-mabniyu min al-asma. The mu'rab and the mabni from the asma. In reference to nouns, al-asma'u kulluha mu'rabatun. All of them are mu'rab. Their endings change, they are declinable. Ma'ada al-fiyati al-atiya. With the exception of the following groups. Yani these groups are indeclinable nouns. Yani mabniyun. All nouns are mu'rab. The endings change. Except these following groups. These seven groups. Okay, the seven groups are in summary. The first one, pronouns. Dhamair. The second one, if we go to the next page, asma al-ishara. Demonstrative pronouns. The third one, the third group is al-asma al-mawsula. Relative pronouns. The fourth group is asma al-istifham, or some asma al-istifham, which are interrogative words. The fifth group is ba'du al-dhuruf, some of the adverbs. The sixth group is asma al-af'al, verb or verbal nouns. And the seventh group is al-a'dad al-murakkaba, compound numbers, with the exception of the first part of the number 12. So, all nouns are mu'rab, except from the following seven groups. Pronouns like huwa and hum and anta and antum, and in verbs, dhahabtu, dhahabta, dhahabti, qalu. These are hadhi dama'ir raf. All of these are pronouns that are in the position of being marfu'un. If you turn to the next page, you see ra'aytu hu, sa'al, as'aluka. ضربني. Yani, these are dama'ir nasb. These are pronouns. The hu and ra'aytuhu is the maf'ulun bi. So it's in the place where it should be mansub. So these are dama'ir and nasb. As'aluka. The ka is maf'ulun bi. ضربني. The ya'al mutakallam is the maf'ulun bi. So these are all dama'ir nasb pronouns that are in the place where they should be mansub. Then we have a third group of examples. Kitabu hu. دفتره اسمك عليها and لنا. يعني the who, the ha, the ka, the ha and the na هذه دمائر الجر. These are pronouns of جر. يعني pronouns are all مبنيون. All pronouns, nouns are all معرب except the seven groups. From the first group are pronouns. Pronouns are all مبنيون. Whether they're pronouns of رف in the place where they should be مرفون, or pronouns of نصب or جر in the place where they should be منصوب or مجرور, they are all مبنيون. The second group are أسماء الإشارة, like هذا and هذه and ذلك and أولئك. They are also مبنيون. The exception to أسماء الإشارة, demonstrative pronouns, are the duals. هذاني and هاتاني are معرباني. They are معرب. يعني هذاني becomes هذيني and هاتاني becomes هاتيني when they are منصوب, for example, or مجرور, or in the place where they should be منصوب, يعني في محل نصب أو في محل جر. The third group are الأسماء الموصولة, relative pronouns like الذين, التي, and الذين. They are مبنيون with the exception of the duals. اللذان, which becomes اللذين, اللتان, اللتين. These are معربان. أسماء الموصولة, relative pronouns, are مبنيون with the exception of the duals. Number four, أسماء الاستفهام, interrogative words, or at least most of them, or some of them, are مبنيون, like من and أين and ما and متى and كيف. These are interrogative words. Who, where, what, when, how. These are مبنيون. Number five, بعد الظروف, adverbs. Some of them are also مبنيون, like إذا, يعني it's مبنيون على سكون, the ألف has سكون. الآن مبنيون على فتح, حيث مبنيون على ضمة, أمسي مبنيون على كسرة. And there are other also ظروف adverbs that are مبنيون, like قط and متى and so on. Number six, أسماء الأفعال, يعني verb nouns or verbal nouns, meaning nouns that have the meaning of a verb, meaning of action, but they don't have an indication of who did the action or time, just action, verbal nouns. أسماء الأفعال, like آمين, which means accept, like آمين accept this dua. أف, which means I am annoyed. آهي, which means I am in pain, I feel pain. These are verb nouns, any nouns that have the meaning of a verb. Actually, they have the meaning of a verb, I'm sorry. We shouldn't say that they don't have indication. They do have indication of the person who's doing it, and they have indication of time too, because they actually have the full meaning and effect of the verb. So verb nouns are actually nouns that have the exact meaning of a verb, with the indication of the person who's doing it and the time of its action. Now, the seventh one is al-a'dad al-murakkaba, yani compound numbers, numbers that are composed of two numbers together, like ahada ashara and tisata ashara and al-thalitha ashara and so on, whether they are ordinal numbers or ordinal or otherwise, yani the compound numbers that are composed of two numbers are also مبنيون with the exception of the first part of the number 12. الجزء الأول من إثنى عشرة is معربون. The first part of إثنى عشرة, it can become if it is منصوب or مجرور, إثنى عشرة. Okay, so the first part of إثنى عشرة and إثنتَا عشرة as well, are the first part of that number, of the two numbers, the first part is معرب. So for example, you say, يَدْرُسُ فِي الْفَصْلِ إِثْنَا عَشْرَ طَالِبًا. إِثْنَا هي is مرفون as the فاعل. رَأَيْتُ إِثْنَي عَشْرَ, here it's the مفعول بي, منصوب, so it changed from إِثْنَا to إِثْنَي, عَشْرَ طَالِبًا. هَذَا طَعَام لِإِثْنَي عَشْرَ طَالِبًا, this food is for 12 students. Here, إِثْنَي is the object of the preposition لي, so it became مجرور, so it changed from إِثْنَا to إِثْنَي. The first part of the number 12 actually is معرب, otherwise compound numbers are all مبنيون. So, there are seven types of nouns that are an exception. Nouns are, for the most part, mu'rab. The exception to that are seven groups of nouns, which are mabniyun. Pronouns of all types, demonstrative pronouns, asma al-ishara, relative pronouns, al-asma al-mawsula, asma al-istifham, some of the interrogative words, ba'du al-dhuruf, some adverbs, asma al-af'al, verb nouns, nouns that have the exact meaning of a verb, and the function of a verb, and the work of a verb, and they act upon words just like a verb does, al-adad al-murakkaba, compound numbers, except the first part of the number, 12, ithna ashra, ithnata ashra. The next subject that we want to look at is alamat al-i'rab al-asliya wal-far'iyya, the signs of i'rab, the asliya, alamat asliya, original or primary signs, and the alamat far'iyya, secondary or branch signs, signs that are branch off from the original. Okay, so they are primary signs and they are secondary signs. The primary signs for nouns are simple. A dhamma is the sign of it being marfu'un, the fatha is the sign of it being mansub, and kasra is the sign of it being majrur. This is well known. We learned this in book one. So nouns that have dhamma are said to be marfu'un. If they have fatha, they are said to be mansub, and if they have kasra, is said to be majrur. These are the primary signs of i'rab. The second part of this point here is that they also secondary signs. هُنَاكَ عَلَامَاتٌ أُخْرَ فَرَعِيَّ. So they are also signs, other signs that are فَرَعِيَّ. Yani they are secondary signs for i'rab of nouns. وَهِيَ فِي الْأَنْوَاءِ الْآتِيَةِ مِنَ الْأَسْمَاءِ. And these secondary signs are in the following types of nouns. And we said that the types of nouns that have secondary signs are five. The first one is جَمْ مُذَكَّرِ سَالَمْ, the sound feminine plural. The second one is مَمْنُوَ مَنَ الصَّرْفِ, the diptote or non-declinable words. The third of them is asma al-khamsa, the five special nouns. The fourth of them is jam al-mudhakkar al-salim, the sound masculine plural. And the fifth of them is al-muthanna, the dual. These are the five categories of nouns that have secondary signs. Okay, two of them have secondary signs only in one case. And three of them, the other three, have secondary signs for all cases, when they are marfu'un, mansub, and majrur. So the first two only have one secondary sign. The other three have secondary signs in all three situations, marfu'un, mansub, and majrur. Okay, let's look at these five types of nouns that have secondary signs. And of course, we've studied this before. Most of this we're very familiar with, so we're not going to spend a lot of time with it. We're just going through it quickly. The first one is jam al-mu'annath as-salam, the sound feminine plural. Alamatu al-nasb fihi al-kasra. The sign of it being mansub in it is kasra. Instead of fatta, is kasra. For example, خَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ. Allah created the heavens and the earth. السَّمَوَاتِ is مَفْعُولٌ bi. It's mansub, but the sign of being mansub instead of fatta is kasra as a secondary sign. Kasra in place of the fatta. The second type is the diptote, non-declinable words. الْمَمْنُوعُ مِنَ الصَّرْفِ Alamatu jarri fihi al-fatha, the sign of it being majroor in the mamnu min al-sarf words is fatha instead of kasra. Fatha instead of kasra. So this is a secondary sign for words that are mamnu min al-sarf. Instead of the normal sign for majroor being kasra, here it's fatha. As in idhab ila fir'auna. Fir'auna is the object of the preposition ila. It's majroor, but the sign of it being majroor instead of kasra is the secondary sign. Fatha. The third group is al-asma al-khamsa, the five special nouns. وَهِيَ أَبُوكَ أَخُوكَ حَمُوكَ فُوكَ and ذُو. Yani your father, your brother, your close male relative, like the husband, the brother of your husband. فُوكَ, your mouth, yani meaning fem, and ذُو, the one who is sahib, the one who possesses something. كُلُّ الْعَلَامَاتِ فِيهَا فَرَئِيَة. So this third type, and the fourth and the fifth, all of the signs in it, the sign of it being marfu'un, mansub, and majrur, all of the signs in it are secondary signs. Asma al-khamsa, all of its signs of i'rab are secondary signs. Alamat al-raf, al-waw. The sign of being marfu'un is waw, as in, aja'a abuka. The sign of being marfu'un here is not dhamma, it's the waw. The elongation of the dhamma, the waw. Alamat al-nasb, al-alif. The sign of it being mansub is alif, as in, a'rifu Abaka. I know your father here. Aba is mafulun bi, mansub. The sign of being mansub here is nafata, it's alif. Walamatu jar al ya'u nahu. And the sign of being majroor for the asma al khamsa, sign of being majroor is ya instead of kasra. For example, aina sayyaratu abika. Where's the car of your father? Here, abika is the mudhaf ilayhi for sayyar. It's mudhaf ilayhi, majroor. But the sign of it being majroor is not kasra, rather it is the ya that elongates the kasra. Note concerning the asma al-khamsa, it says, تُعْرَبُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْخَمْسَ بِهَذِي الْعَلَامَاتِ. Yani, the asma al-khamsa, or the i'rab, is like this, with these secondary signs, إِذَا كَانَتْ مُضَافَةً إِلَى غَيْرِ يَا الْمُتَكَلَّمِ. Only if it's an idafa, and if it's an idafa to anything other than يَا الْمُتَكَلَّمِ. If it's not an idafa, it doesn't have these secondary signs. And even if it's an idafa, if it's an idafa to يَا الْمُتَكَلَّمِ, it doesn't have a secondary sign, rather it's going to be takdiri, as we will see later on. It's going to be an estimated sign. In any case, the point here is that the asma al-khamsa have secondary signs, but only when they are an idafa. And even when they are an idafa, they don't have a secondary sign, if they are an idafa to يَا الْمُتَكَلَّمِ. So as long as they are an idafa, and they are an idafa to anything other than يَا الْمُتَكَلَّمِ, that's when they have secondary signs. وَإِلَّا عُرَبَتْ بِالْعَلَامَةِ الْأَصْلِيَةِ. Otherwise, if it's not an idafa, or if it's an idafa to يَا الْمُتَكَلَّمِ, then its i'rab is by the alamat al-asliyah, the primary signs, as in li akhun. Here it's not an idafa, so the word akh has the regular sign of i'rab, yani dhamma, marfoon with dhamma. Sa'altu akhan, akhan, I asked a brother. Here, akhan is maf'ulun bi mansub, and the sign of bi mansub is fatha. And then, anta ka akhin, you are like a brother. Here, akhin is the object of the preposition ka, and therefore it's majroor, and there's no secondary sign, because what? It's not an idafa. The fourth type of noun that has secondary signs is jam al-mudhakkar al-salim, the sound masculine plural, sound masculine plural, like Muslim, Muslimoon, kafir, kafirun, mu'min, mu'minun, the sound masculine plural. Kullu alamat fiha fara'iyya. All of the signs of i'rab in it are fara'iyya. All of them are secondary signs. Alamatu raf al-waw. The sign of it being marfoon is waw, as in dakhala al-muslimuna. In this sentence, al-muslimuna is the fa'il marfoon. The sign of it being marfoon is the waw in muslimuna, the waw before the noon. Alamatu nasb, the sign of it being mansub for the sound masculine plural is al-ya. Sign of it being mansub is al-ya. So, for example, sa'altu al-mudarrisina. Here, al-mudarrisina is the maf'ulun bi mansub. The sign of being mansub, instead of fatha, it's a secondary sign, it's the ya. Walamatu jar al-ya as well. And the sign of being majroor is also ya, as in hadhi gurfatu al-mudarrisina. Yani mudarrisina here is mudafun ilayhi, mudaf to gurfa, mudaf ilayhi majroor. But the sign of being majroor is not kasra, it's the ya. The last of the five groups of nouns that have secondary signs is al-muthanna, the dual words, dual words. Kullu alamat fihi fara'iyya, and all of the signs of i'rab in the muthanna words are also fara'iyya. All of them are secondary signs. Yani when it's marfu'un, when it's mansub, when it's majrur, it's going to be all secondary signs. Alamatu raf al-alif. The sign of being marfu'un is alif, as in ghaba talibani. Talibani is the fa'il, marfu'un. The sign of it being marfu'un is alif, secondary sign. Alamatu nasb al-ya. The sign of it being mansub is ya, as in talaba al-mudiru talibaini. The mudir requested two students. At-talibaini here is the maf'ulun bi mansub. Sign of it being mansub instead of fatha is ya. Walam tujar al-ya as well. And also the sign of it being majroor for the muthanna words is also ya. Sign of it being mansub and the sign of it being majroor are both ya. As in, hadhihi al-gurfatu li-talibaini. This room belongs to two students. Talibaini here is the object of the preposition li, therefore it's majroor. the sign of it being majrur is ya instead of kasra. That's a secondary sign. So there are five types of nouns that have secondary signs: the sound masculine plural, the diptote, yani mamnu' min as-sarf, the five nouns of asma al-khamsa, the sound masculine plural, sound feminine plural, sound masculine plural, the diptotes, the asma al-khamsa, and the muthanna dual words. The third topic that we want to look at is al-i'rab al-taqdiri. Al-i'rab al-taqdiri. Yani the i'rab that is estimated. Yani we don't see it. Yani it's called estimated i'rab. Or endings that are latent. They don't appear. It's the opposite of alamat zahira. Yani alamat zahira, you see the dhamma, you see the fatha, you see the kasra, you see the alif or the waw or the ya. Those are alamat zahira. Here we have alamat takdiri. It doesn't appear. You don't see it. It's understood, yani, to be whatever, yani fatha, kasra, or dhamma, but you don't actually see the fatha or the kasra or the dhamma. Okay, so it says here, al-i'rab al-takdiri. The i'rab that's takdiri. It's estimated. It's understood. It doesn't appear. لا تظهر علامات الإعراب. The signs of إعراب do not appear. Excuse me. The signs of إعراب do not appear. الله المستعان. The signs of إعراب do not appear in three types of nouns. في ثلاثة أنواع من الأسماء. The signs of i'rab do not appear in three types of nouns. فَتُقَدَّرُ فِيهَا الْعَلَامَاتِ. So rather, the alamat, the signs of i'rab, are estimated. They are estimated. They are understood. But you don't see them. وَهَذِي الْأَنْوَاء هِيَ الْمَقْصُورُ وَالْمَنْقُوسُ وَالْمُضَافُ إِلَى يَا الْمُتَكَلِّمُ. So, there are three types of nouns that have taqdiri i'rab. Estimated. It doesn't appear. لا تظهر علامات الإعراب. In these three types of words. They are the مقصور, the منقوص, and the مضاف إلى يا المتكلم. Let's explain what is the each of these. What is the مقصور? What is the منقوص? And what is the مضاف إلى يا المتكلم? Okay, so we'll start with the مقصور. On page 9, number 1 it says المقصور. What is the مقصور? هو الاسم المعرب. It's a noun that's mu'rab. It's not mabniyun. Don't become confused here. It's not mabniyun. Yani mabniyun means the ending doesn't change. Here the ending does change, but it doesn't appear. Okay? Takdiri means that the sign is not, it doesn't appear. We don't see it. So it's not mabniyun. It's not mabniyun. It's mu'rab, but we don't see its sign changing. We understand that it changes. We estimate what it will be. So al-maqsoor huwa al-ism al-mu'rab. It is a noun that's mu'rab. Its ending changes. الَّذِي آخِرُهُ أَلِفٌ لَازِمَ. Yani its ending, it ends with an alif that is lazima, mandatory, essential. It's not an extra letter added. It's an essential part of the word. Okay? So what is the maqsoor? It's a noun that's mu'rab. It ends with an alif. It could be alif maqsoor or alif mamduda. Yani the alif that looks like a ya, written like a ya without its two dots, or the alif that's written like a number one. It can be either one of those. It's an alif, though, that's an essential part of the word. Mandatory part of the word. It's not a letter that's added. Okay? So this maqsoor word ends with alif. It is mu'rab. But we don't see the changing of its signs. We don't see it. It's estimated. It's understood. So, for example, al-mustashfa. It ends with alif maqsoora. Al-fata. Ends with alif maqsoora. Al-asa ends with alif mamduda. All of these words end with an alif that's an essential part of the word. Whether it's alif maqsoora or alif mamduda, it ends with alif, that's an essential part of the word. Therefore, this is what we mean by al-maqsoor. The noun that's mu'rab that ends with an essential alif. That's an essential part of the word. What do we say about it? تُقَدَّرُ فِيهِ الْعَلَامَاتِ الثَّلَاثُ. Yani, the three signs are estimated in them. تُقَدَّرُ. We estimate what they are, the three signs. Yani, when it's marfoon, mansoob, or majroor, we don't see the dhamma, kasra, or fatha, but we understand it, we understand what it is from its position or function in the sentence. For example, قتل الفتى. This is a مكسور word, ends with ألف مكسورة. العفا. This is a مكسور word because it ends with ألف. بالعسى. This is a مكسور word because it ends with ألف. All of these words, الفتى, الأفعى, and عصى, all of them end with ألف. ألف مكسورة, ألف ممدودة. The point is, if it ends with an ألف, that's an essential part of the word. This is what we mean by المكسور. It is مُعرب, but we don't see the changing of the signs, but we estimate them to be. So for example, تقول في إعراب هذه الكلمة, we say, concerning the إعراب of these words, in reference to the إعراب, قتل الفتى العفا بالعصا. يعني الفتى, the young man, killed العفا, the snake, بالعصا, with a stick. How do we explain the إعراب, this estimated إعراب? تقول في إعراب هذه الكلمات, الفتى, the young man, is the فاعل. قتل الفتى, he's the فاعل, مرفوع, وعلامة رفعه, and the sign of this word being مرفوع, is ضمة مقدرة. It's a ضمة that's estimated. It doesn't appear, but we understand it to be ضمة. Why? Because it's the فاعل, and the فاعل is مرفوع. It's not مبني, it's معرب, but we just don't see its sign. الأفعى in this sentence is the object. يعني قتل الفتى الأفعى. The فتى killed the أفعى. So we say أفعى مفعول به منصوب. It's مفعول به and it's منصوب. وعلامة نصبه فتحة مقدرة. And the sign of it being منصوب is فتحة مقدرة. It's a فتحة that we don't see. It doesn't appear, but we understood. We estimate it to be فتحة because it's a مفعول به. And that's the sign of this type of noun. يعني sign of being منسوب is فتحة, but it's فتحة مقدرة, we don't see it. العصا, يعني in this sentence قتل الفتى العفا بالعصا. العصا is مجرور بالباء, يعني it's مجرور because of the باء, بالعصا. وعلامة جره كسرة مقدرة, and the sign of it being مجرور is كسرة مقدرة. يعني the kasra that is estimated or understood, it doesn't actually appear. The second type of noun that has takdiri i'rab is al-manqus. What is al-manqus? هو الاسم المعرب الذي آخره ياء لازمة مكسور ما قبلها. Al-manqus is a noun that's معرب. It's not مبني, it's معرب. Its ending does change, but we don't see it. It's a معرب noun الذي آخره ياء لازمة, which its ending is a ياء that is essential. It's an original part of the word, it's not added. It ends with a ياء مكسور ما قبلها, and the letter that's before it, ما قبلها, is مكسور, has كسرة. So منقوس is a معرب noun that ends with a ياء, and the letter before that ياء is going to be كسرة. So you're going to, for example, القاضي. It ends with ya, and the letter before it, the dhad, has kasra. Al-muhami ends with ya, and the letter before it, the meem, has kasra. Al-thani, al-madi, al-wadi, al-ma'ani. All of these words end with ya, that's an essential part of the word, and the letter before it has kasra. So what is the manqus? It's a mu'rab noun that ends with a ya, that's an essential part of the word, and the letter before it has kasra. So what about the i'rab? It says tuqaddaru fihi ad-dammatu wal-kasratu. Yani the dhamma and the kasra in this type of word is estimated. It's taqdiri. Wa tadhharu fihi al-fatha. But the fatha in this type of word, the manqus, the fatha actually appears. We do see it. We see the fatha. So the fatha is not a takdiri sign. It's a sign that we see, zahir. But the dhamma and the kasra are going to be estimated. So for example, you say, sa'ala al-qadi al-muhamiya an al-jani. Yani the qadi, the judge, asked al-muhamiya, the lawyer, an al-jani, about the criminal. The judge, al-qadi, asked the muhamiya the lawyer, and al-jani. All of these words are manqus, right? Al-qadi, al-muhami, al-jani. They all manqus. Why? Because they all end with an essential, original part of the letter. They end with a ya that's preceded by a letter with kasra. The rule here is, though, that when they are mansub, the fatha does appear. But if they are marfu'un, we don't see the dhamma. If they are majroor, we don't see the kasra. So the dhamma and the kasra are takdiri, and the fatha is zahir. We see it. So in reference to this sentence, سأل القاضي المهامية عن الجاني. تقول في إعراب هذه الكلمات القاضي فاعل مرفوع. The قاضي is the فاعل. It's مرفوع. علامة رفعه ضمة مقدرة. But the sign of being مرفوع is a ضمة that's estimated. We don't see it in القاضي. المهامية is the مفعول به. يعني the قاضي acts the مهامية. So he's the muhamiya is the maf'ulun bi and it's mansub wa alamatu nasbihi fatha zahira. And the sign of the mansub is fatha that we see. It's zahira. We actually see the fatha. Remember, the manqus word, if it's mansub, we actually see the fatha. The other signs are takdiri. The sign of raf and the sign of jar are takdiri. Al-jani is majroor. Yani an al-jani. He asked about the criminal. It's majrurun bi an. It's majrurun because of the preposition an. Wa alamatu jarrihi, and the sign of it being majrur is kasra muqaddara. Is the kasra that is estimated. Yani we don't actually see the kasra, but it is estimated. Then there are some notes on page top of page 10 in reference to the manqus noun. Very, very important. قَدْ يَكُونَ المنقوس مَحْذُوفَ الْيَا. Sometimes the manqus word may have its ya, that essential ya, that's an original part of the word. It may be deleted. For example, and ذَهَبَ قَادٍ إِلَى مُهَامٍ. A judge went to a lawyer. تقول في إعراب هاتين الكلمتين. Concerning the إعراب of these two words, we say, قَادٍ is فَاعِلٌ مَرْفُوعٌ. It's the فَاعِل of the sentence. ذَهَبَ قَادٍ. وَلَمْ تُرَفْهِ ضَمَّةٌ مُقَدَّرَةٌ عَلَى يَا الْيَا الْمَحْذُوفَةِ. And the sign of it being marfoon is ضَمَّ مُقَدَّرَة. Yani it's a مُقَدَّرَة ضَمَّة. We don't see it. عَلَى الْيَا الْمَحْذُوفَةِ. It's مُقَدَّرَة upon the يَا which has been deleted, omitted. The يَا is omitted. So we say the sign of it being marfoon is ضَمَّ مُقَدَّرَة, estimated, on the ya that has been omitted. قَدْ يَكُونَ الْمَنْقُوسُ مَحْذُوفَ الْيَا. Yani sometimes the manqus word, its ya is deleted. So the i'rab is going to be takdiri, dhamma, or whatever, on the ya that has been mahzuf, deleted. As far as the second word, إِلَى مُهَامٍ, مُهَامٍ is majroor because of the preposition إِلَى. وَعَلَامَةُ جَرِّهِ, and the sign of it being majroor is كَسْرَةٌ مقدرة على الياء المحذوفة. It's a kasra that's estimated on the ya that has been deleted. So here we just want to make a note. There's a footnote at the top of this page. قد يكون المنقوص محذوف الياء, as in ذهب قاد إلى محام. Footnote number one. It's telling us, if we go down to the bottom of the page, footnote number one, تثبت يا المنقوص في ثلاثة حالات. يعني sometimes the ya is deleted and sometimes it's not. So when is the ya not deleted? It says تثبت يا المنقوص. The ya of the منقوص is affirmed. It's confirmed. It's there in three cases. The ya has to be there in three cases. The first one, alif, and يكون المحل بالالف واللام. يعني when that word has alif lam, the ya is going to be there, al-qadi. But if it doesn't have alif lam, then we see qadin. The second case, the ya must be there, and yakunu mudafan. Yani if it is the mudaf of an idafa construction, the ya must remain, as in qadi makkata, the qadi of Mecca. Here, the ya remains, and that's because it's mudaf. So, the ya must remain if it has alif lam, al-qadi. The ya must remain if it is a mudaf, as in qadi Mecca. And the third case in which the ya remains, أن يكون منصوبا. يعني if that manqus word is mansub in the sentence, it's mansub, then the ya also is going to remain. As in سألت قاديا. يعني قاديا is مفعول به منصوب, therefore the ya remains. So the ya can be deleted sometimes. It will not be deleted if the word has alif lam. It will not be deleted if the word is a mudaf, first part of a mudaf construction. And it will not be deleted if that word is mansub. If it's mansub, the ya is going to remain. So that's in reference to, yani, the manqus word. Manqus word has, yani, takdiri signs for when it has dhamma and when it has kasra, when it's marfoon and when it's mansub. As far as, yani, when it has fatha, so when it has fatha, the fatha actually appears, it's not takdiri. Sometimes the ya, that's an essential original part of the word preceded by a kasra, sometimes the ya is deleted. When is it deleted? When that word doesn't have alif lam, when that word is not a mudaf, and when that word, yani, is not mansub. The third type of word that has takdiri i'rab is the mudaf ila ya al-mutakallim. And we alluded to it early on, earlier in another topic that we were dealing with. Yani, we said that the asma al-khamsa, that they must be an idafa, and they must be an idafa to other than ya al-mutakallim. Because any word that's an idafa to ya al-mutakallim, it has takdiri i'rab. Alright, so we're coming back to that now. Why we said that there is because the word that's mudaf to ya al-mutakallim, this is number 3 on page 10, al-mudafu ila ya'i al-mutakallim. The word that's mudaf ila ya al-mutakallim, because of ya al-mutakallim, must always be preceded by kasra and the letter before it. So you can't see the actual original i'rab of that word because it must end with kasra because of ya al-mutakallim. Alright, so a noun that has connected suffix to it, ya al-mutakallam, is must, the last letter before ya al-mutakallam must be ya, and therefore we can't see the i'rab, and that's why mudaf ila ya al-mutakallam are words that have takdiri i'rab. The rule says what? Tuqaddaru fihi al-alamat al-thalathu. All three signs in it are estimated, or takdiri. For example, da'a جدي أستاذي مع زملائي. جدي, my grandfather, دعا, invited, أستاذي, my teacher, مع زملائي, along with my classmates. تقول في إعراب هذه الكلمة, we say in concerning the إعراب of these words, يعني دعا جدي, جدي is the فاعل, مرفوع, ولامة رفعه ضمة مقدرة. The sign of being مرفوع is ضمة مقدرة. وَالْيَاءُ مُضَافٌ إِلَيْهِ. And the ya, ya al-mutakallam, is مُضَاف إِلَيْهِ, is مُضَاف to jad. Because of that ya being connected to it, the word must end with kasra, so we don't see the dhamma here in the word jad. So it's dhamma muqaddara. Dhamma muqaddara. أُستَاذِي is مَفْعُولٌ بِي. دَعَى جَدِّي أُستَاذِي, my grandfather invited, my teacher, ustadi is mafulun bi mansub, wa lamatu nasbihi fathatun muqaddaratun. The sign of it being mansub is fatha muqaddara. It's estimated fatha. Why? Because ya al mutakallam is mudaf ilayhi, and the ya al mutakallam requires the last letter before it has to be kasra. So you're not going to see the sign of it being mansub here. And the last word, ma'a zumalai, along with my classmates. Ma'a is a dharf. And so the word following it must be مُضَافِ إِلَيْهِ مَجْرُور. Must be مُضَافِ إِلَيْهِ مَجْرُور. مُضَافِ إِلَيْهِ مَجْرُور. وَأَلَامَةُ جَرِّهِ. But the sign of the مَجْرُور is كَسْرَ مُقَدَّرَ. It's كَسْرَ مُقَدَّرَ. You don't see the كَسْرَ. That كَسْرَ is the كَسْرَ that's required. In زُمَلَاءِ is the كَسْرَ that's required because الْيَا is مُضَافِ إِلَيْهِ. Because يَا must be always preceded by ya al-mutakallam, must always, the ya al-mutakallam, the pronoun, first person singular pronoun, ya al-mutakallam, that's equivalent to ana, it must, if it's connected as a suffix to a word, the last letter of the word must take kasra. And that's why we see jaddi, even though jad is marfoon and it should take dhamma, and ustadi even though ustadi is maf'ulun bi and it should take fatha, but the ya al mutakallam requires the last letter to take kasra. So zumala'i, according to the better opinion, wallahu alam, zumala'i here, that kasra is because of ya al mutakallam, and therefore we say the i'rab of zumala'i as being the mudaf to ma'a, we say that it is alamatu jarrihi kasra muqaddara, and the ya is mudaf ilayhi. And there's another opinion, some of the scholars say that this kasra is zahira. It appears as though the stronger opinion is that kasra is because of ya al-mutakallam, as we saw in jaddi and as we saw in ustadi. Page 11 and page 12 are charts. I don't want to take a lot of time with these charts. I'll just kind of like read through them quickly and make sure that we understand how to use them. So the first chart on page 11 is alamat al-i'rab al-asliya wal-fara'iyya fil-ism. Yani the primary signs of i'rab. Yani alamat asliya, the primary signs of i'rab, and the fara'iyya, the secondary signs of i'rab in the noun. So the chart, first of all, has in the first box on the right side, al-halat al-i'rabiyya. So if you look down, yani the different cases of i'rab, you have al-marfu'un, and underneath it, alamat al-raf, and the sign of it being marfu'un. Then you have al-mansub, and underneath it, alamat al-nasb, and you have al-majrur wa alamat al-jar. So you're going to see the different halat, the marfu'un, the mansub, and the majrur, and right under it, we're going to see the sign of it being marfu'un, or mansub, or majrur. The second box, from the right, going left, is al-amil, is the thing that is going to act upon the noun to make it marfu'un, or mansub, or majrur. So the first one is going to be ja'a. We're going to use that one going all the way across, and then we're going to ra'aytu. It's going to make, yani the word that follows it, mansub. Ja'a is going to make the word following it, marfu'un as the fa'il. Ra'aytu is going to make the word following it, maf'ulun bi mansub. And salamtu ala, the amil is ala. It's a preposition, so it's going to make the word following it, the object of the preposition, majrur. Okay, but the sign of it being marfu'un or mansub or majrur may be the original sign, i'rab asliya, alamat asliya, yani fatha, kasra, dhamma, or maybe a secondary sign in the words that have secondary signs. And we said that there are five groups of words that have secondary signs. So the next box, the third box after the amal, is al-ism dhu alamat i'rab asliya. Yani it's going to be a noun that has the original signs of i'rab. Yani it's going to have dhamma, fatha, or kasra. The next five boxes are going to be nouns that have secondary signs. Two of them have secondary signs only in one case, and the other three have secondary signs in three cases as we have just reviewed today. So the next box after words that have original signs of i'rab is going to, primary signs, is going to be words that have secondary signs. The jamu and the salam, the muthanna, dual, the jam mudhakkar salam, the masculine sound plural, the mamnu min as-sarf, diptotes, and the asma al-khamsa, the five special nouns. Okay, so we're going to read across. First, the first box, marfu, and then the sign of raf. Ja'a abana'u. It has a primary sign. So the sign, right underneath it, it says ad-dhamma. Ja'a al-abana'u wal-banatu. Dhamma. Wal-walidani, the sign of it being marfu'un is alif. Wal-aqrabuna, the sign of it being marfu'un is waw. Wa-ibrahimu, the sign of it being marfu'un is dhamma. Wa-akhuhu, the sign of being marfu'un is waw. So abana'at has the asl sign of i'rab dhamma. Al-banatu only has secondary signs when it is mansub. So here it has the regular sign, dhamma. Al-walidani, muthanna, has secondary signs in all cases, so the sign of it being marfu'un here is going to be alif. Al-aqrabuna has a secondary sign, waw. Ibrahimu, it's mamnoon and sarf, it only has a secondary sign when it's majrur. Yani when it's majrur, it takes fatha instead of kasra. But here it has the regular sign, dhamma, and akhuhu, asma al-khamsa, has a secondary sign, that's waw. The next sign, mansub, when these words are mansub, ra'aytu al-abana'a, it has the asl sign, fatha, والبناتي. جم مذكر سالم has a secondary sign when it's منصوب. It has كسرة instead of فتح. والوالدين المثنى has a secondary sign ياء when it's منصوب. والأقربين جم مذكر سالم has a secondary sign when it's منصوب. That's ياء. وإبراهيم it has its normal sign فتح. Even though it's ممنوع من الصرف, but ممنوع من الصرف only has a secondary sign when it's مجرور. وَأَخَاهُ أسماء الخمسة has a secondary sign when it's منصوب, that's ألف. The last one are these type of words when they are مجرور. سَلَّمْتُ عَلَى الْأَبْنَاءِ it has the normal sign كسرة. وَالْبَنَاتِ it also has the normal sign كسرة because جم مؤنث سالم only has a secondary sign when it's منصوب, not when it's مجرور. وَالْوَالِدَيْنِ مُثَنَّى has a secondary sign when it's مجرور, it takes ya. والأقربين it has جم مذكر سالم has a secondary sign when it's مجرور, that's ya. وإبراهيم يعني here this is ممنوع من الصرف, it has a secondary sign only when it's مجرور, so here it's مجرور, so instead of كسرة it has فتح. And أخيه أسماء الخمسة has a secondary sign when it's in all three cases, here when it's مجرور it takes ya. Okay, that's the first chart. Again, the point here is showing us yani nouns that have secondary signs and nouns that have the normal signs. And some words, as we said, the jam mu'annath salim only has a secondary sign when it's mansub. Instead of fatah, it has kasra. And the mamnu min as-sarf only has a secondary sign when it's majroor. It has fatah instead of kasra. The rest of these other three types have secondary signs in all three cases. The next chart on page 12 is showing us إعراب تقديري. Showing us إعراب تقديري. We said that there are three types of words that have تقديري إعراب. they are the مضاف إلى ياء المتكلم, which has تقديري إعراب in all three cases, when it's مرفوع, منصوب, and مجرور. Then there's the منقوص, which has secondary signs when it's marfu'un, it has dhamma muqaddara, and when it's majroor, it has kasra muqaddara. But when it's mansoob, it doesn't have takdiri. It doesn't have a takdiri i'rab. When it's mansoob, it has fatha zahira. The third type of word is the manqus. I'm sorry, maqsoor, which ends with an alif maqsoor or alif mamduda. And it has takdiri i'rab in all three cases, when it's marfu, mansub, and majroor. So the point again here, al-i'rab, al-takdiri, there are three types of words that have takdiri i'rab. Two of them, yani the mudaf ila ya al-mutakallam, has takdiri i'rab in all three cases, when it's marfu, mansub, and majroor. And the maqsoor, word that ends with alif, an essential alif, also has takdiri i'rab in all three cases, when it is marfu, mansub, and majroor. As far as the manqus, it has takdiri i'rab when it is marfu, it has dhamma muqaddara, and when it's majroor, it has kasra muqaddara. But when it's mansub, the manqus word, when it is mansub, it has fatha zahira, yani it's not a takdiri i'rab when it is mansub. So the manqus word is the word that ends with ya that's preceded by kasra, like al-muhami, al-qadi, al-wadi, and so on. Okay, this chart, the first column shows us al-halatu al-irabiyya, yani it shows us when it is in the first set of first words going across is marfu'un and its sign, the sign of being marfu'un. The second one shows us when these words are mansub, and the alamatu nasb, the sign of it being mansub. And then it shows us when these words are majroor. We're going down the halat al-irabiyya from the right column. It shows us when these words are majroor, wa alamatu jar, and the sign of it being majroor for these three different types of words. The second column shows us the amil, ja'a, ra'itu, salamtu, ja'a, means the word after it is going to be the fa'il marfu'un, ra'itu, it means that the word after is going to be maf'ulun bi mansub, and salamtu ala means that the word following is going to be the object of a preposition majhoor. And in all these cases, the sign of i'rab is going to be or the type of i'rab is going to be taqdiri. We're not going to see the sign except in one type of word, that is the manqus word when it is mansub. The sign, the i'rab is not going to be taqdiri, it's going to be fatha mansub, it's going to be fatha zahira. All the rest of them are going to be taqdiri i'rab. So if we read across the first one, marfu, we see ja'a sadiqi. Yani it's fa'il marfu'un, but the sign of the marfu'un is dhamma muqaddara. Ja'a sadiqi al-muhami. Marfu'un, the sign of the marfu'un is dhamma muqaddara. Al-murtada wal-mustafa, in some of the books has mustafa. These three words, sadiqi, al-muhami, al-murtada, these three words, the first one, Siddiqi, is mudaf ila ya al-mutakallam. The second one, Muhami, is manqus, ends with ya, preceded by kasra. And the third one, al-murtada or al-mustafa, is a maqsoor word that ends with an essential alif. So all of these words have takdiri i'rab. Ya al-mutakallam has all takdiri i'rabs, and manqus has takdiri i'rab except when it's mansub. He is marfu'un, so it has takdiri i'rab. And the maqsoor has all takdiri i'rabs. Dhamma muqaddara when it's marfu'un. The second one is when they are mansub. And the sign of the nasb. Ra'aytu sadiqi al-muhamiyya with fatha. Al-murtada. So here we see all of these words are mansub. Ra'aytu صديقي المهامية المرتضى. فالصديقي مضاف إلى ياء المتكلم is منصوب وعلامة نصبه فتح مقدرة. المهامية is a manqus word, and manqus words when they are منصوب they have a يعني sign that's ظاهرة, فتحة ظاهرة. المرتضى is مقصور ending with ألف, and its sign of it being منصوب here is فتح مقدرة. The last one is when they are majrur, sallamtu ala sadiqi al-muhami al-murtada. In all three of these, there's taqdiri i'rab. Yani all of them are majrur. Sadiqi is majrur. Sign of the majrur is kasra muqaddara. Al-muhami is majrur. Sign of the majrur is kasra muqaddara. Al-murtada is majrur. Sign of the majrur is kasra muqaddara. The last thing that we will look at here before we go to the next part of the lesson is examples of all of this type of i'rab. Alamat asliya, original signs, fara'iyya, secondary signs, primary signs and secondary signs, zahira and muqaddara, yani the i'rab that's zahira where you see it, the sign, and the muqaddara where you don't see the sign. It's not mabni, it's mu'rab, but we don't see the sign in the takdiri i'rab. So let's try to go through this, reading it and understanding which type of words they are and whether they have a alama asliya, primary, or fara'iyya, secondary, zahira, you see it, or muqaddara, you don't see it, you estimate it. So all of these words are going to be marfu'un. In the first case, the whole sentence, hadara al-abna'u wal-banatu wal-walidani wal-aqrabuna wa-ibrahimu wa-akhuhu والصديقي والمحامي والمرتضى. So these are the five types of words that have secondary faraiya i'rab and the three types of words that have taqdiri i'rab. So we're going to have one word from each of these types, and then there's the one that doesn't have any secondary sign or taqdiri. So we should have nine words here. Hadara al-abna'u, that's the primary sign, dhamma. Al-banatu, sound, feminine plural, has the primary sign in this case. And it only has a secondary sign when it is mansub, takes kasra instead of fatha. Al-walidani, the dual muthanna, has secondary sign alif. Al-akrabuna, sound, masculine plural, secondary sign waw. Wa ibrahimu, a diptote, it has the normal sign here. Diptote only has a secondary sign when it is majrur, it takes fatha instead of kasra. Here's the primary sign, dhamma. وَأَخُوهُ أَسْمَى الْخَمْسَ, it has a secondary sign, wow. وَالصَّدِيقِ, يعني مضاف إلى يَا الْمُتَكَلَّمِ, it has تَكْدِيرِ إِعْرَابِ, يعني ضَمَّ مُقَدَّرَ. والمهامي مهامي it is a اسم منقوص it has a مقدرة يعني ضمة مقدرة and المرتضى it also has ضمة مقدرة it's a مقصور منصوب دعوت يعني all these words are going to be منصوب دعوت الأبناء والبنات والوالدين والأقربين وإبراهيم وأخاه والصديقي والصديقي صديقي يا I'm sorry صديقي should not have فتح there should not have a فتح there should be صديقي because it's مضاف إلى يا المتكلم all of them are تقديري إعراب المهامية here the منقوص word when it is منصوب it has a فتح ظاهرة it's not a تقديري إعراب والمرتضى the مقصور word it has تقديري إعراب so دعوت الأبناء يعني it has the أصلية إعراب sign علامة أصلية فتحة because it's منصوب والبنات sound feminine plural has a secondary sign when it is منصوب it takes كسر instead of فتحة والوالدين the dual has a secondary sign that's يا والأقربين sound masculine plural has a secondary sign when it's منصوب that's يا وإبراهيم is a diptote ممنون من الصرف يعني it doesn't have a secondary sign when it is منصوب only when it is مجرور نعم إبراهيم وأخاه the أسماء الخمسة it has a secondary sign ألف صديقي مضاف إلى يا المتكلم it has يعني فتح مقدرة المهامية it's منقوص word it has a فتح ظاهرة المرتضى يعني مقصور word it has فتح مقدرة all these words when they are مجرور اتصلت بالأبناء يعني I called اتصلت I made a telephone call to بالأبناء here the word that is the عامل is the preposition B so these words should all be مجرور بالأبناء والبنات والوالدين والأقربين وإبراهيم وأخيه وصديقي والمحامي والمرتضى so أبنائي has the normal أصلي علامة of normal sign of إعراب كسرة والبناتي sound feminine plural has the normal sign of كسرة it only has يعني the sound feminine plural has a secondary sign only when it's منصوب it takes كسرة instead of فتح والوالديني the dual مثنى has a secondary sign يا والأقربين sound masculine plural secondary sign يا وإبراهيم here it's a diptote and it does have a secondary sign when it's مجرور only when it's مجرور the ممنوع من الصرف takes فتحة instead of كسرة when it's مجرور وأخيه أسماء الخمسة has a secondary sign that's يا والصديقي مضاف إلى يا المتكلم it is يعني ضم is كسرة مقدرة والمهامي منقوص word also it is كسرة مقدرة المرتضى مقصور word it has كسرة مقدرة as a sign of it being مجرور after this we're going to go to page 15 because the pages in between that are pages of exercises we're not going to look at the exercises today we're just going through the review of the main content of the lesson so what remains in the little bit of time that we have left are some matters most of which we've studied previously and some of which you know we just studied in this level 3 and some of which we'll take in level 4 so what remains from nouns is المرفوعات من الأسماء يعني these are the cases in which 6 cases in which a noun is مرفوع number 1 and 2 is the مبتدأ and خبر as in الله أكبر مبتدأ and خبر both مرفوع with ضمة number 3 is اسم كان as in كان الباب مفتوحا يعني إذا اسم كان is مرفوع والضمة خبر إن as in إن الله غفور the خبر of إن غفور is مرفوع والضمة الفاعل خلقنا الله يعني الله لفظ الجلالة the لفظ الجلالة is the فاعل مرفوع والضمة and the sixth one is نائب فاعل يعني most of this we studied in book 2 except the نائب فاعل we had in book 3 lesson 3. نائب فاعل for example خلق الإنسان من طين يعني the human being has been created from طين نائب فاعل is marfu'un with dhamma. The next topic is the mansubat min al-asma, yani when nouns are mansub, and there are 11 cases. Again, some of this we studied in book 2. Some of it we studied in the level 3 that we've just completed, and a lot of it is going to be in the level 4 course we haven't taken yet. All right, so we just go through it quickly. What we haven't taken yet, we'll study it when we get to it. This is just a reminder of the cases, 11 cases in which a word, a noun, is going to be mansub. The first one is ismu inna, as in inna Allah ghafoor. The love of the Jalala is mansub because of inna. Number two, khabaru kana, as in kana ta'amu ladhidhan. Ladhidhan is the khabar of kana. It's mansub with fatah. Mafulun bi, we studied this previously, is as in fahamtu ad-darsa. It's mansub with fatah. Number four, al-mafulun fihi. Mafulun fihi, we had in indication of this in book 2, and we also had it in lesson 12 of the level 3 course. The example they gave us for mafulun fihi, yani mafulun fihi means the adverb of time or place. Safara abi laylan, yani this is dharf al-zaman. Mafulun fihi mansub. Jalasa al-mudarrisu inda al-mudiru, inda al-mudiri, yani inda is dharf al-makan. Both of dharf, makan and zaman, is from maf'ulun fi mansub. Number five is maf'ulun li ajli. We didn't take this. This is going to be in level 3, lesson 29. Maf'ulun li ajli is a noun that gives the reason for doing an action. As in, ma kharajtu min al-bayti khawfan min al-harri. I didn't go out of the house. Yani the reason why I didn't go out, khawfan. Yani because of the heat. Number six is al-mafulun ma'ahu, and we also didn't take this, and it's not going to be taken in this book. I don't think it comes in the book at all. But in any case, the mafulun ma'ahu is a noun coming after the wow, which means along with. It comes after a wow that means something was done along with someone or something. Mafulun ma'ahu, as in safartu wa bilalan, means I traveled. Wa bilalan means along with Bilal. Okay, so this is Bilalan is maf'ulun ma'ahu. Number seven is al-maf'ulun mutlaq. We didn't take this. This is going to be in level 4, lesson 28. The maf'ulun mutlaq is the masdar of the verb occurring in the same sentence with the verb, and it occurs mainly for emphasis. Maf'ulun mutlaq, as in yaqra'u hamidun kira'atan jayyidatan. Yaqra'u hamid, hamid is reading. So the verb is yaqra and the masdar is kira'a. So it's emphasizing. And jayidan is not describing that kira'a. So it means what? Yaqra Hamid kira'a jayida. Hamid is reading with a good reading. Mafulun mutlaq. We didn't take that. Again, we'll take that in lesson 28, level 4. The eighth one is al-hal. This is the adverb of manner. The manner or condition or state of a person when the action took place. As in jaddi yusalli qa'idan. My grandfather prays in what condition, in what state, in what manner? Qa'idan, sitting. That's hal. Number nine is a tamyiz. Tamyiz is a noun that specifies the meaning of a vague word. The meaning of a vague word. As, for example, ana akbar minka. I am bigger than you. In what sense? In height, bigger than you in greatness, bigger than you in age. So, sinnan, akbar minka, sinnan tells you, yani, it specifies the meaning of akbar. I'm bigger than you in what? Yani, in age. I'm older than you. This we didn't take. We're going to take it in level 4, lesson 30. And how we're going to take it in lesson 31, in level 4. And number 10 is as mustathna. Also, we didn't take this. This is going to be taken in level 4, lesson 32. And mustathna means the noun that comes after illa, meaning except. And there are different types of istithna. The most common one is illa, means something such and such happened or whatever, except. So for example, hadara at-tullab kulluhum. All of the students attended illa hamidan, except hamid. So this here, yani, is also from the words, the type of words, mustathna, that are mansub. The 11th and final is al-munada. It says al-munada, but it should be al-munada al-mudaf. Yani the munada after ya nida, that's mudaf. That is mudaf. The munada, that's mudaf, as in ya abdallahi. So abd is the munada, and it's also mudaf, and the love of the Jalal is mudaf ilayhi. We took this in book 2, lesson 9. It's in point, English key point number 4. Alright, after this, we're going to look at al-majrurat. There are only two types of reasons why, two types of words that are majrur. The first one is al-mudaf ilayhi, yani as in al-Quran, kitabullahi. Kitab is mudaf, and lafz al-jalal is mudaf ilayhi, majrur. We took this in book 1, lesson 5. And the second one we also took in book 1, lesson 4, al-masbuq biharf ja. Any the word that's preceded by a preposition, as in at-tullabu fil-fasli. The students are in the classroom. Students are in the classroom. So these are the only ways in which a word is going to be majrur, is because it's mudaf ilayhi or it's preceded by a preposition. It's the object of a preposition. The next topic is at-tawabi', and this is the last topic related to nouns. And at-tawabi', it says at-tabi'u huwa al-ism al-mushariku lima qablahu fi i'rabihi mutlaqan. Yani the tabi', the word, yani it's a noun that is associated with what is before it in terms of the i'rab. It shares the i'rab of the word before it, mutlaqan, yani unrestrictedly, without exception. Yani a tabi', and there are four types, it shares the i'rab of the word that is connected to before it. It's a noun that has dependent declension. It's dependent upon the word that it's associated with. And it says here, وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ أَرْبَعَةِ أَنْوَىٰ. So there are four types of tawabi', and not the adjective, التوكيد, the word that's used for emphasis, العطف, the conjunctions, and البدل, the substitute. وَإِلَيْكَ الْأَمْثِلَةِ. And here are examples of each of these four types of tawabi'. Yani the noun that shares in the i'rab of the word that is connected to before it. So as far as the not, we took this in book 1, and we also saw it in book 2, yani an entire lesson on the not in lesson 31. So the not is an adjective. When it is marfu, and an example of this, ahadara at-talibu al-jadidu. Did the new student attend? Al-jadidu is a not that's associated with the word before it, the man'ut at-talibu, both of them being marfu. Al-mansub yatlubu al-mudiru at-taliba al-jadida. Yani the mudir is requesting the new student here, al-jadid is the not that's connected to at-taliba, sharing its i'rab of being mansub with fatah. Al-majrur, هذا دفتر الطالبي الجديد. This is the notebook of the new student. Here, الجديد is the not describing a talibi, so it shares its i'rab of being majrur with kasra. The second type of word after the not is the tawkid, the word that's used for emphasis. Al-tawkid wal-mu'akkadu lahu. The word that's used for emphasis and the word that's being emphasized by it. So the word that's being used for emphasis is going to share in the i'rab of the word that it's emphasizing. And we took this in book 2, lesson 18, English key point 3. So for example, an example of marfu, and hadara tullabu kulluhum. The students attended all of them. So kullu is tawkeed, it's emphasizing the students, all of them. Another example, qala li hadha al-mudiru nafsuhu. The mudir himself said this to me. So al-mudiru is the mu'akkadu lahu, and the mu'akkad, the word that's used for tawkeed here, or ta'akid, both of them being applicable, you can say ta'akid or tawkeed, is nafsu. It's emphasizing that the mudir himself spoke to me. Examples of mansub, sa'altu al-tullaba kullahum. Here I asked the students, all of them, kulla is yani emphasizing at-tulab, so it shares the i'rab of being mansub with fatah. Sa'altu al-mudira nafsahu. I asked the mudir himself. Nafsahu is emphasizing that it was the mudir himself that I asked, so it shares his i'rab of being mansub with fatah. Al-majrur, sallamtu ala at-tulabi kullihim. I gave salams to all of the students. Here, kulli is yani emphasizing at-tulabi, so it shares his i'rab of being majrur with kasra. And salamtu ala al-mudiri nafsihi. I gave salams to the mudir himself. Nafsi is yani emphasizing that it was the mudir himself, so he shares this i'rab of being majrur with kasra. The third type of tawabia is al-atf, yani conjunction. And we took this in book one. Yani we didn't study it in detail, but we saw it from the beginning, yani of book one. Yani the waw al-atf and other types of conjunctions have the same ruling. An example of marfu'un is kharaja hamidun wa sadiquhu. Sadiquhu is a not describing Hamid. Therefore, I mean not a not, it's ma'atuf on Hamid. Yani I saw Hamid and his friend. So because it's yani ma'atuf on Hamid, it shares its i'rab of being marfu'un with dhamma. An example of mansub is talaba al-mudiru hamidan wa sadiqahu. The mudir requested Hamid and his friend. So sadiqa is mansub with fatha because it's ma'atuf on Hamidan. Example of majrur, aina kutubu hamidin wa sadiqihi. Where are the books of Hamid and his friend? Sadiqihi is majrur with kasra because it is ma'atuf, yani connected by waw al-atif to Hamidin. The last type of tawabiyah is al-badal. And al-badal, it means a word that is substitutes for another word, takes the place of another word. And we saw this in book 3. I mean, it comes in book 3, lesson 21, in some detail. And we'll come to that when we come to it. But we also did see it, and we saw some type of badal in book 1, lesson 8. Yani when we saw the ism ishara being used with a badal. So an example of... I think the badal also came... I'm sorry, the badal came... Yeah, also came in book 2. Lesson 16, yeah. English key point 7, I think I wrote a note here. Book 2, lesson 16. English key point 7. So an example of badal is, anajaha akhuka hashimun. Did your brother Hashim, yani, pass? So Hashim here is a badal for akhuka. It can substitute for it. You can say anajaha akhuka, or you can say anajaha Hashim. Or you can put both of them together. Yani the badal and the mubdal minhu. Anajaha hadha at-talibu. That's what we saw previously in book 1. Did this student pass? So hadha at-talibu is the badal. It can be exchanged. Anajaha at-talibu. Or you can say anajaha hadha. Or you can put them both together. So the badal means that this word can be exchanged for it. Or you can do without one of them. The example of mansub is a'rifu akhaka hashiman. Mansub, Hashim is the badal. A'rifu hadha taliba. A taliba is the badal for hadha, mansub with fatha. And the majrur, aina ghurfatu akhika hashimin. Yani hashimin is the badal for akhika, which is the mubdal minhu, and it shares its i'rab of being majrur. Aina ghurfatu hadha at-talib. Yani hadha is the mudaf ilayhi, majrur. Al-talibu is the badal for it, therefore it also shares its i'rab of being majrur. The last thing that we wanted to cover today are the notes related to the verb. Yani the mu'rab, the i'rab and bina in reference to verbs. And this is the notes concerning this are very, very brief. Basically, they tell us that verbs are either mu'rab or mabniyun. Then they tell us that there are primary signs of i'rab in verbs, and then there are also secondary signs, some secondary signs, and there's also some takdiri i'rab. In three cases, there are takdiri i'rab in verbs, and two cases, there are secondary signs in verbs, so that's five cases that we have to memorize. And then it also talks about yani, the primary signs of i'rab in the verbs, which are well known. Okay, so page 17, fil af'al, the mu'rab and the mabni, yani the i'rab and the bina in reference to verbs. Al-mu'rabu wal-mabni fil-af'al. Yani, the fi'l madi and the fi'l amr is mabniyan. Both past tense verbs and command form or imperative verbs are mabniyun. So in reference to verbs, past tense forms and mudari forms are mabniyun. It says, والفعل المضارع معرب but the فعل المضارع is معرب except إلا إذا اتصلت به نون النسوة except if نون النسوة is attached to it, and we mentioned that many times that the مضارع verb يعني is معرب unless it's connected to نون النسوة, that is the second and third person feminine plurals corresponding to هن and أنتن. فيكون مبني. In that case, if نون النسوة is connected to it, it became مبني. And then they said, for example, examples of the مضارع verb being معرب. أفهم with ضمة. هذا الدرس أفهم is مرفوع. The sign of being مرفوع is ضمة. أريد أن أفهم. هذا الدرس أفهم is منسوب. The sign of being منسوب is فتح. لم أفهم. هذا الدرس أفهم is مجزوم. Sign of being مجزوم is سكون. The next point it says علامات الإعراب الأصلية والفرعية. يعني the primary and secondary signs of إعراب in verbs. يعني and of course we're talking here about مضاري verbs because past tense verbs and command form verbs are مبنيون. علامة الإعراب الأصلية والفرعية. So there are primary signs of إعراب in the مضاري verb and there are secondary signs. Two cases of secondary signs. As far as the primary signs, these are well known to us. علامة الإعراب في المضاري ثلاثة. الضمة, فتح and سكون. ضمة is the sign of a رفع. فتح is the علامة النصب. And سكون is the علامة جزم. Sign that is مجزوم. The third point here are the علامات. وهناك علامات أخرى فرعية. There are also other signs that are secondary signs. وهي في الأنواع الآتية من الأفعال. This is in two types or two kinds of verbs. The first one is الفعل الأفعال الخمسة and the second one is الفعل الناقص when it is مجزوم. So the first time when there's a secondary sign is الأفعال الخمسة. أفعال الخمسة we mean يعني for example the second and third person masculine plurals أنتم يعني تفعلون and هم يفعلون and the second person feminine singular, anti tafalina, and then the duals, which we haven't taken the duals yet, yafalani and tafalani. So these five forms, al-afal al-khamsa, alamatu raf fiha thubut an-noon, wa alamatu nasb wal-jazm hadf an-noon. So these types of verbs, when they are marfu and they have a secondary sign, instead of dhamma, it's the presence of the noon. Yafaluna, tafaluna, tafalina. يَفْعَلَانِ and تَفْعَلَانِ. That noon being present means that it's مَرْفُوعٌ. If that noon is deleted, it means that it's منسوب or مجزوم. An example of it being منسوب is أَتُرِيدُونَ أَن تَذْهَبُوا. أَن تَذْهَبُوا. تَذْهَبُوا is originally تَذْهَبُونَ. Because of أَن it became منسوب. The sign is منسوب is حذف النون. أَلَمْ تَذْهَبِي إِلَى المدرسة يا مريم. Did you not go to the school, O Maryam? ألم تذهبي. It's originally تذهبين. أنت تذهبين. Because it's مجزوم by لم. The noon is deleted. That's the sign that is مجزوم. The second type of verb that has a secondary sign is الفعل الناقص. ألم تجزم فيه حذف آخره. يعني the ناقص verb معتل لام, which we're going to be take, which I'm sorry, we're going to be taken, which we had in book 2. The ناقص verb, when it is مجزوم, the sign of it being مجزوم, instead of سكون, is حذف آخره, the deletion or the omission of the last letter. So يمشي became لم يمشي, without the يا. يدعو became لم يدعو, without the واو. And ينسى became لم ينسى, without the ألف. So the يا, the واو, and the ألف has been omitted as a sign that is مجزوم. The last point is the تقديري إعراب in verbs, and there are three situations in which there's تقديري إعراب. The first one, it says الإعراب التقديري تقدر, number one, علامة الرف في فعل الناقص, number two, علامة النص في الفعل الناقص مفتوح العين, and number three, علامة الجزم في فعل المضاعف. Alright, so the three cases in which the verb, the مضاري verb is going to have تقديري إعراب is when it is marfu'an, alamatu raf fi fi'l naqis. The fi'l naqis, you say yamshi, it should be yamshiyu. Yad'u should be yad'uwu. Yansa should be yansayu. But here, yani, when the fi'l naqis is marfu'an, the sign of being marfu'an is going to be dhamma muqaddara. You're not going to see the Dhamma. The second case is also the fi'l naqis, but when it is mansub and the maftu' al-ayn. Maftu' al-ayn means the middle radical has fatha and the last letter is alif. In that case, you're not going to see on that alif the sign of it being mansub. You're not going to see fatha. So alamatu nasb fil fi'l al-naqis is going to be fatha muqaddara. The fi'l naqis, maftu' al-ayn, meaning the middle radical has fatha and the last radical is alif. It's naqis. Yani it's fi'l naqis. Like len and sa. Yani it's not going to be len and sa ya. So the alif on the end is not going to take fatha. It's going to be fatha muqaddara. Or, yani, len yamshi. You're not going to say lam yamshi. Or you can say lam yamshi ya. Naam. Because here in this case, yani the letter, the ayn is not fatha. If the middle radical doesn't have fatha, then you can see the ya of the indication of nasb. So the nasb, the fi'l naqis, if the radical, the second radical has fatha and it ends with alif, then yani alif maksura, you're not going to see the sign of mansub. Rather, it's going to be fatha muqaddara. And the last case is alamatu jazm fi fi'l al-mudaf. The mudaf verb yani has two radicals that are the same. It's doubled with shadda. When it is majzoom, the first doubled letter already had sukoon, and the last one takes sukoon because of it being majzoom. You have iltiqa sakinain. Therefore, instead of leaving it as sukoon, there's a fatha placed on it, and that is a secondary sign. Yani, I mean, that fatha is placed there because of iltiqa sakinain, but the sign of it being majzoom is going to be a taqdiri i'rab. You're going to say sukoon muqaddara. You don't see the sukoon, you see a fatha. But the actual sign of it being majzoom is sukoon muqaddarun. So for example, alamatu jazm fi fi'l mudaf nahu lam ahujja. Yani because both jeems would have sukoon because of the lam making the last letter sakin, so it would be iltiqa' sakinain, so they put a fatha there. But the actual sign of i'rab of it being majzoom is sukoon muqaddarun. Alamatu jazmihi sukoon muqaddarun. Okay, this is the end of what we wanted to cover, and it's also the end of our time, 2 minutes over time. But alhamdulillah, this was just intended to be a review. Inshallah, we already studied this stuff. We had a chance to review it during the week. And this is how we're going to be trying to do it, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Any of the other lessons are not long like this. Some weeks, we will take one lesson, and we'll have a lot more time. And some weeks, if they're very short, we might take two lessons. But in any case, we're going to be trying to mostly concentrate on the Arabic explanations of each lesson, of the grammar in each lesson. The English key might sometimes be referred to if there's a need to do so, if there's something really important there. But in any case, as you're reviewing the lesson, it would be worthwhile to review the English key, even though we're not going to, mostly, for the most part, we're not going to cover it. But there might be some benefits there, and Allah knows best. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for myself and for each of you, that He grant us success in doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone, and that He recognize, record, and reward, and multiply our good deeds, that He pardon, forgive, and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that He keep us upright and firm upon the Sirat al-Mustaqim, until we return to Him in a condition of being pleasing to Him and pleasing and pleased with Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant well-being and good health to those who are sick from amongst us, and that He pardon and forgive those who have passed from amongst us, and that He save them from the punishment of the grave, and that He admit them into His paradise. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen.